WAPR. Good morning, WAPR. Martin.
KCKJ.
Good morning, Tom. NAWRO. Where are you off to today?
Well, I am done in Clinton Township. I had another one, but they canceled the service call. So now I'm heading up to Cairo. Cairo, whatever it is up there, in the, north of Frankenmuth, northwest of Frankenmuth, something like that.
All righty, local to start with, but now you got to shoot up north a bit. I do believe the weather will be okay today. I don't think we're getting any rain, but I suppose it's always a chance.
I think the name of that city is Carroll, Tom.
Carroll? Okay. I don't know. Never been up there. I've been to Ishpeming and whatever else ones are over there.
Yeah, pronounced Carroll. There used to be a syrup called Carroll Syrup. That was with a K.
Oh, yeah, Carroll Syrup. Yeah, molasses. I got you. Hey, Dave, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, this is Steve here, KAUAC. Yeah, Carroll Syrup, that's actually corn syrup there, Tom. So yeah, Carroll, I had a pastor who was in a church, and he was from up around Carroll. It's one of the reasons I know I have my godmother was up in, from the Thumbs. She was from Kindy. So I'm familiar with a lot of the cities up there, Ubley, Kindy, New Greenleaf. On and on, of course, literally, I don't know what the other station's name is, I'm sorry, but anyway, back over to Tom.
Oh, good morning, Steve, I'm sorry, it was a quick thing, so almost sounded like, KFAS. Yeah, Kindy, I know Kindy, because, up there in, Oak Beach, my in-laws had a, single wide up there, the cottage, so... I've been up there, Fort Austin, Cheeseburgers in Kingsville. And that was Tim that was out there, Steve, NAWRO, who I'm going to pass it over to.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. This is Tim, NAWRO, Richmond. And, yeah, I know Fort Austin, that whole area, very well. I think Tom might know I had a cabin up there for many years. And Kindy, just south of that, very small farming town. What about Carroll? I haven't been to Carroll recently. That's a little bit further northwest of that. Is it in the Thumb or not in the Thumb? I forget. Over to you, Steve.
I think it's in the Thumb. In fact, the one pastor at this United Methodist Church, he wanted to be a county seat pastor. But he meant, up in the Thumb, because that's where he was from, and they gave him over here, and this is some 20-some years ago, but, yeah, it's 25, 26 years ago, but so they gave him, Mount Clemens, and he was here for 5 or 6 years, but yeah, he wanted to be up there in Carroll or, Bad Axe and, up that way, Carroll, same thing where Carroll is, but, oh, well. But, yeah, I think it's kind of considered in the Thumbs. It's kind of like Frankenmuth. It's kind of on the edge over there. And, and all those things. And there's one ham. He's a retired Detroit police officer. He moved up to Forestville. And so he's got this guy named Rocco. So he's got a little company now. He does CPL training and stuff called Forestville Firearms. So you can find your way over there. Just ask for Rocco. Look for Forestville Firearms. Yeah. Hello, Tim. Over to Tom.
Yeah, don't they hold? Doesn't that place hold some type of big hunter's banquet or something like that every season? And they do raffles for hunting rifles and such. I know there's something that goes up there in Bad Axe.
NAWRO. Not sure about that, Tom. But pulled up the map. Yeah, looking with Bad Axe in the middle. So Carroll is just, north of Mayville on 24, just north of 46. So, yeah, it would be in the bottom left of the Thumb if you want to argue that. You go straight up 24, you end up on the Steve Wing Pigeon, then Caseville, and then Port Austin, and then around the other side, Port Hope and Harbor Beach. But Bad Axe, yeah, that's the town we used to drop into to get supplies because they got a Walmart there now, and then shoot back up to Port Austin when we were had a cabin there. But yeah, my aunt had a farm in Ubley on Bay City Forestville Road, and it was on a dirt road called OB Road, O-B-E-E. I think my cousin's got it now. She's long past, but she's got like 400 acres up there. So it's been a long time since I've been out that way. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very good, Tim. Yeah, yeah, I can imagine 400. Yeah, because, yeah, that Bay City Forestville Road kind of dragged there as, yeah, it's where that rock hole is right at the end on by Lake Huron. You know, he built a place, and when him and his wife come down here for for these concerts in the park in St. Clair Shores, and so his son still lives in the house in Detroit with his grandchild and his girlfriend over there on the east side, and then his sister-in-law, or his brother-in-law is over here and kind of sponsors the stuff with the Optimist, so I kind of keep up with that a little bit up in there. And then before LDN, let's see, Brown City, what's his name? Anyway, he would come and he would commute down to Auburn Hills, so we kind of get up on the, keep up on some of the stuff that went on up in the film. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'm going up there to for a couple of alarm points, but I'm not going up Van Dyke because that just takes, even though it says it's a shorter route, it still takes forever, and it's only 55 miles an hour where I can go up here to 75 and take that up into Saginaw and go east on 46 and hit it a little bit easier since it's my only other run of the day right now.
Yeah, that looks like I'm looking right at the map, right where you're talking about. So that would work, and you could try the Mayville UHF, right? The MI-1 UHF in Mayville. Try that, see if it works when it comes around to you. Go ahead, Steve.
No, that's what I was saying. In fact, I was telling someone about that link up in Mayville. Someone was going up that way. And they said, yeah, there's Mayville up there, which is a link. And it took me a while to think because people would mention it before. I remember mentioning it to people, and sometimes it's been a bit, and it came to me eventually. And, yeah, if you do love Van Dyke, you know, the high spot in the area is what they call, maybe sometimes you'll hear, if you're on the double nickel, like Todd and I will make some little jokes or kind of like backstories. There's Deanville Mountain. So if you get like where Brown City is and you get kind of close to like Deckerville, up there there's Delbert Line Road, towards to Marlette, and that's the high spot. And it's in Deanville Mountain. So you hang to the right. It used to be like during the Cold War, it used to be like a missile monitoring site or something at one time or another. It was decommissioned. But if you pull up over there and you want to figure out how far your signal can go, that's the spot.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I like it. They call it a mountain. It's like Mount Porcupine. You know, how tall is Mount Porcupine? You know, like 1,000 feet. I'm like, that's nothing. That's not even a foothill in L.A., you know, in California where I used to live. When you're up to, you know, Lake Arrowhead, which I used to go up there quite often, there you're up at the 8,000-9,000-foot range.
Yeah, that's true. We call them mountains here in Michigan, but they're not in this area. They're not really mountains. But looking at 53 going northbound, Steve, I see Brown City, and that's on 90. And where 90 and 53 join, that's Burnside. Well, now Burnside's familiar from here, right? We've got the site there, so that's got to be where it's at then. Over to you, Steve.
If you're looking at the map, and it's the one to look for Delbert Line Road, which is a little bit south of Brown City, so you come south, and then you go, and that's where, if you look up, where if you want to put in KCLDN, if you're on, like, QRZ, and you'll see where I'm talking about right there. And then Deanville Mountain is a little bit between there and Van Dyke. And so it's east of Van Dyke. And, all those little cities and communities up there. And, yeah, my ex-brother-in-law, he's the city attorney. He was up in NY City. I think he still lives in, he moved to Attica, built a house, and it's another story. But he was a city attorney for a lot of places, and, like, him and another guy, one had the city, someone had the township, whatever. So he was a city attorney or one of the ones for either the township in Burnside or the city. I can't remember. So, but, yeah, the high spot. And I was told the one young guy that came to one of the Macomb County APRS meetings, and I remember talking to him, and I remember once telling him some months ago, I said, hey, if your parents can get you to go up to that one spot, you could probably, you know, make some decent contacts.
Yeah, I forgot who I was talking to that said that they had the Warren repeater on top of the Zilwaukee Bridge, so height is a good thing.
Yes, that it is. Height of your antenna. And, yeah, Steve, I see what you're talking about. I put it on the train so you can see the elevation and zoomed in. So, yeah, that's the high spot there. And then, of course, what was the trivia for Macomb County? We all think Stony Creek is the high spot. But there's another spot that, I don't know, GM, somebody, one of the car companies has it, is right there. And I always forget the name of the so-called mountain there, right by Stony Creek. And apparently that's the high spot for our county.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that. I know the Useka group, the Larkin the Park people, they would kind of switch off sometimes between Stony Creek for little get-togethers or Metropolitan Beach, which they call like St. Clair Metro Park now. If you get up, but if you do get up there, you know, they have a double nickel up there, but the same frequency, 443.55, and I think the PL there is once, I think I just asked Todd, it's 114, 117, it just has a different PL. I'll have to check my other, because he checked into the net yesterday. But yeah, so try, you could try the double nickel one, if you say same pair, and it's up in, it's right by Port Austin. He's got a big tower up there. And I think he says it's active right now.
Tim, to answer your trivia question, Romeo Proving Grounds, Ford Motor Company, 32-mile road in DeQuinder. 32 Romeo Road, whatever you want to call it. That's the high spot right there in Macomb County is Romeo Proving Grounds. The second highest spot is Stony Creek.
I copy your last two, Steve, and yes, Tom, you're right. And this is the one I can hardly pronounce. It's called Twombly Mountain, T-W-O-M-B-L-Y, at 1,152 feet. So I should compare that with Stony Creek, because that's pretty high too. But yeah, Twombly Mountain. Never heard of it since Sean told me about that. Anyway, over to you, Steve.
Well, see, I just got my vocabulary. I've never heard of Trombley Mountain. So, yeah, just like over here, there's some spots. It's on the map, you look at Google, and something acres over here. And, you know, it's like I grew up on this side of, you know, town for, you know, I grew up in Detroit, but still this corridor and stuff. And something acre, you know, is on the map, I just figured out that one of the roads I sometimes shuffle some cars up and back with my neighbor, this collision shop, and we take the side street that are coming around Gratiot, and realize that's the name of the little street there is the name of whatever they call that area. You know, like I say, there's not a lot of these broad acres, I don't know, something, these different names. So any special spots if we ever go through Memphis, Tom, that we should look out for that, you know, the common person traveling through would not see?
What do you mean, looking for what? Radio towers or just landmarks?
Oh, like landmarks or things like that, little stuff that, you know, maybe only the locals would know, you know. Get some people to go, like, even places that, like, up north, you know, it's like where the dumps are and the bears go, if you want to go see bears or up in, it's been a while since I've been up to Memphis.
Well, we got the little Bell River Park where you can go fishing, and we're trying to set up, you know, like, canoes, you know, like, you can go down to it. And, of course, you know, Memphis is on a cliff, so there's areas of the Bell River that it's pretty down far, you know, like 20, 30 feet, depending on where you're standing. That Doghouse Tavern and Sage Creek Winery, you know, and I said, we're an itty-bitty little town. We're only like 1 square mile. So there's not a lot of local attractions.
Yeah, those two for food and drink, and then I did go to this place called just west of M-19, north of Boardman, right there where the school buses park, place called Shelby Generator, and they do fix generators at a reasonable price. So if you ever need generator work done on a portable generator, instead of just throwing it away, those guys do good work over there. N-A-W-R-O, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's good to know, like that. It's like that Bell River, I think they go up, that goes up to NY City in that area. So I think it travels all the way up that way. Cuts through the thumb. It's like up in the thumb. There's some place that's known, and you used to see it, like when you get those fold-out maps, you know, you see it from the state and all that, and some other ones. It's got where it is, but it's got, they got some hieroglyphic site, you know, some... So, like, some drawings that go back, you know, so you never know, you know, but it's interesting, you know, you got a little, even at Memphis, this little, you know, places I've not heard of, but I forgot that the Bell River goes through Memphis, so that's good. Tom?
Sorry, I was eating a bagel. yeah, I mean, you got Mr. Z's Palace, but that's more or less Riley Township right there. But yeah, I mean, you can follow the Bell River all the way back. You can see the tree line, you know, around back. Got the gravel pit that, you know, that's right there off of Portman Road, you know, where they used all the gravel out of there to build at 19 kind of thing. I guess there's not really a lot of, you know, a lot of things to do in Memphis, you know, but at least we got a good place to eat. And, of course, you got really good wine. And I said, you could walk the Bell River and walk the path from the park all the way to the gravel pit on the other side. You know, so I said, that's about it. Nothing too substantial. I mean, the only historical marker we have is for the thing, which is some type of, vehicle before the automobile.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did hear something about that, Tom. I'm going to have to research that next. But, Steve, I'm looking at the Sanilac Petroglyphs, Historic State Park. That's Bay City Forestville Road, just west of M-19. And, yeah, we were there a couple of times throughout the years. And they have this big rock, and there are native drawings on it. It is quite interesting if you got time. It's just south of Ubley. So, yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember to go with my daughters. My daughters are 36 and 34 now. But, yeah, we used to do things. I remember coming back and we would go camping. You know, I'd come along the, like, stuff along the Lake Huron. And I'd say, okay, my parents would give my kids money. So, okay, here's X amount. Spend it how you want, you know. And so I remember from just traveling that area over the years. And so we'd go to, like, one of these spots where there's a port or something, and I said, okay, we're going to stop, and you can do one 15 minutes, 20 minutes stop. You go out, run around, do this, you know it, you can go to, you know, a little store or whatever it is, and we stop, and they would do that. We'd get out of the car and do this, and work our way down, you know, and so, you know, we can Yeah, it worked for me. I remember one year we got down to around Port Huron, had my radio, and this guy named Leo used to be on the freighters. And so we went down up there by Port Huron and waited to come by, and he was, not what his task was on the freighter, but he had an interesting background. We had talked to him over the years. And so he went, and he came out onto the deck and waved to my address. You know, as he passed by, it was in the evening, so the freighter was lit up and stuff. So things I remember, some fun stuff. You can even include amateur radio, Tom.
Oh, that's like listening to the freighters in here in Marine City. I got the ship, you know, the shipping channel frequencies or whatever, all the marine frequencies, and sit there and listen to them come down the river. You know, that's pretty cool. You know, and then sit there and, yeah, you wave at the freighters and sometimes they'll honk at you. I know the Barker does. You know, what is it, the James W. Barker? I mean, the captain there gets a horn all the time for the kids on the lake shore.
Yeah, that's nice up there by the lake. And that ride that Wally went on, Port Huron, there's that boat right there. It's like a tour boat. I remember doing that quite a number of years ago. And it just goes around, you know, the river towards Canada. You don't get off, but and then it goes just dips into Lake Huron a little bit, and then comes back to the dock. It's I forget the name of the boat, but it's that was a nice little trip. I like that. Hey guys, I'm going to jump out. I'll still be listening though. NAWRO, over to Steve. I will listen out. You guys have a good one.
Okay, Kim. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you want to, I can send it to you, or you can probably inquire just as quick. I updated my radio ID, DMR ID, from a 1 to a 3. So whatever it is, it's new. So if you want to put that on the log, so you're able to test that out, and apparently it worked. So that's good. So I just did that yesterday. But, yeah, and I think the secret group, there's some ship that was, I don't know if it's still there. They had tours. It was right in Port Huron. And a couple of times they got permission to do some special event station for something or another. And I know I had been to the, I know where that was. I think you could get it from one of the parks there along the, right in the city. But, yeah, some fun times over the years, Tom.
Okay, to answer Tim's trivia, it was the Port Huron River Princess, or Port Huron Riverboat Cruise, or Huron Lady, one of the two. And yeah, it's not very expensive, and it's a 2-hour boat ride. They sell, you know, snacks and drinks and stuff like that while you're cruising around. So you got that. And the one that you're thinking of, Steve, where they do some QSOs from, is the Huron Lightship, which is in Port Huron, right at the base of the bridge.
Yeah, I remember the Lightship. I think it was another one, the one they did. Maybe they did it there, too. But it was I know what the Lightship is. It's right at the, what do they call it? That's not the Lakeshore Park. Lakeshore Park in front, up a bit, has a beach. What do they call that? I think there was another ship. And I don't think it was the Lightship. There was another boat of some sort.
No, I don't know what the other one is. But I know that they have a ham club that does it off the USS Silverside up in Muskegon. But the sub right now is in Minnesota, or Duluth, getting refurbished. You know, it's been a while since it's been out of the water, so they're going to towed it over there and get it all cleaned up, repaint the hull, and do all this other neat stuff to it, and it'll be back in Muskegon. But they have an amateur radio club that transmits out of there also. And I can't think of the other one in Port Huron besides the Huron Lightship, except for the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse, but I don't think there's a club that transmits out of there.
Yeah, it was just some special event thing, and it might have been there. It had been moving then after that or something. It might not even be there anymore. Just to ask if I ever get a chance to talk to Chuck over there with the club. He was a part of that, I believe, and Waltz of Silent Key. I know he did that But, yeah, there's people that pop up, you know, stuff, different things. I think Boy Scouts, they have some stuff. They'll go on some of those ships on Lake, off of Lake Michigan and do some stuff, you know, make some trips to those submarines and such. But, yeah, a lot of different stuff. Special event station, the Tamara Club that used to exist, and I remember this before I was really active with the club. They had, I think I might have mentioned it before, is like they had an All Saints, so like a special kind of where they had people that would transmit from all they call the saintly cities, and as you would go, then they would consolidate the logs. This was before the internet and all that, and then they would send a nice certificate out with all the saintly cities, you know, could be St. Ignace, St. Joseph, St. Helena, you know, St. Shores, on and on, so things like that. People get pretty creative.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they got the equipment in there, and I think they used the original equipment, but I could be wrong. I think they just used the antenna masts. Well, but, hey, did you get, go off track? You know, my train likes to derail all the time. Did you get Wally's VHF set up in your DMR?
Not yet, but I will. It's 147.37, I think. I saw it on there. It's like, and there's a lot of information here for the different spots and all. So, but I haven't set it up yet. But when I was on the radio ID site and it clicked, like, go DMR repeaters within 25 miles, I think I saw the setup information. But do you have any tips on what to put in first or, like, for the different spots?
Well, you got the local 147.370. You know, plus six, color code one, time slot one, and that stays strictly on the local repeater. But if you put it on, if you go under time slot two, color code one, then that one is set up where you can go anywhere. You can go to talk group 91, you know, or 93, 3100, or 31261 if you want to get on MI5, and do it that way. And then, it'll time out after, you know, inactivity. I think it times out after like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But if you just want to talk on local repeater to, you know, whoever else has a VHF DMR, then, yeah, it would be color code one time slot one.
Oh, okay. I'll start with there. Because I did see on the other one that go through, you know, I saw like on the second time slot, you know, all these different talk groups that were kind of specified. But, yeah, I wanted to make sure I got the updated DMR ID, radio ID, whatever, because I don't know, you know, mine started with a 1, and so I just got that converted yesterday. So if before I started expanding my programming, I would do that. So since I got that, and I'm operating on it now, though this one I don't think requires necessarily the update, apparently update. I'm not sure what was going to be rejected with the one or not. I didn't, you know, I haven't experimented enough, but now that it's converted, it should be good, I guess, because I don't know if it's this Grandmeister. I don't know. Maybe you know more about the history of that.
Well, your DMR that's coming across is 322, so you're good there. You know, I didn't see what, you know, that's all it shows because I don't have you at my coat plug yet. I'm going to put you in there. You know, but you're coming across with your 322 number. Oh, I should do this. Hey, C-A-K-J-O.
Yes, K-A-A-U-H-G. But yeah, I just now trying to figure out with Ben Todd. I think this is still going on his tower. He's going to be putting up, get his DMR going again up around Bad Axe, Port Austin area too. So then he's going to start be linking them down and such. And he said that, you know, the setup, you know, going across the bay and all that, you know, a good chance that it will work all the way up to Mackinac Bridge and such. So he's got plans to go from like, you know, like all the way down from like coverage from Mackinac, from like the Mackinac Bridge, all the way down to Toledo.
Who's that? The MI5 network or some or another operator?
No, Todd, K-8, K-A-A-W-Y-N, the owner of the double nickel repeater.
Oh, okay. I lost you there for a second.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you get up there if you do 443.55, you know, that repeater. 114, I just checked the PL is 114.8 that he has on the thumb machine.
114.8, okay, I got it. Yeah, I'll give it a shot when I get up there.
Oh, yeah, okay, here's the irony. It's like I was talking to K08S, Carl, yesterday in a double nickel net, and he goes, oh, he was transmitting on the wrong frequency because, in fact, it was the last time he used that rig. He was coming back from Carroll, and there's a machine at 442.55. I'm not sure what the PL is. So that's kind of funny. I think I know I was talking to someone about Carroll just recently. So, yeah, 442, try that then, 442.55. He said he was talking on it just this week.
So 443.55 or?
Well, he didn't know about the double nickel to the north. So both. Like, if you go, like, the port you're on is 442.55. PL 114 point whatever to whatever the thing is. And but there apparently there's another repeater, which is not associated with Todd, is a repeater 442.55, and I don't know what the PL of that is, or and Todd wasn't familiar with the association, you know, or whatever, so but Carl K08S was talking on it this week when he was up that way.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to check it out when I'm up there. So I'm not sure how long I'm going to be there for.
Yeah. There you go. They can report back to you. If you're wondering why the repeater's got more traffic, you know, you just never know how that stuff works, you know. So, you know, bring it up. You should see if you can bring it up, you know, you could, because I don't know how you would scan. I guess if you hear it, you know, if someone brings it up, you could scan for the PL of it, PL, or you look it up somehow. I imagine it's in a call book somewhere.
Yeah, I'll pull it up when I get up there. Because I don't know what they're going to set me after Carroll. Today is my, you know, travel all over Gautrey Kirk day. And I'm going to Soho today, so I won't go wherever she sends me. Don't 2-3 hours.
So do you have enough like supplies for the things you need in your truck?
Few no one's gonna fall for me. So we're gonna see what it is. I mean we'll get back for it.
Oh, okay. Well good luck with that. I'm gonna get going here. I got a job I gotta get to myself here by noon, so gotta make sure I got my clean clothes and all that, and check on my, see if they picked up my garbage, and then move on to the evening. So I'll say 7-3, Tim, thanks for the QSO. And 7-3 to Tim is out there in the background somewhere. Learn more about the thumb. and even Macomb County, the high spot. So that spot at the Ford Proving Ground. So I'll say 7-3. It's K-A-A-U-H-G.
All right, have a good one, Steve. Chat at you later. 73 for now. K-A-C-A-K-J-O.
W-A-P-O-D.
Who is that? This is K-A-P-R.
Yeah, hello there, sir. W-A-P-O-D. I was just checking the last turn to see what my signal is like. I just put a new antenna on this radio and just checking it out.
All right, well, you sound great. Of course, with digital, it's all or nothing. Name is Phil. And just drive around Birmingham in the area. Trying to head across town, which is always fun.
Oh, yes, fine business. Yeah, no, I'm here in Sanford, Michigan, near Midland. Just finished up this project, and now I'm going to move to something else. Thanks for coming back, though. I appreciate it. Drive safe. W-A-D-O-D. Back to Marty.
All right. That's very good. 73. Yeah, signal's good. KAPR, listening.
W8DOD from W8COP.
W8COP, this is W8DOD. Were you trying to call me over? This is W8DOD.
KF8HBW, testing on KY1 for NOAA.
KF8ESP. KJL.
Well, hello, KJL.
Okay, I got part of that, but I didn't get all of that. But I heard that you're on the NOAA tower. And I got KF8, but I didn't get the rest of it. Sorry. But this is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Well, hello, Tom. That's all right. I am KF8, GFD, Golf Sierra Delta. I am mobile and commuting at the moment on my way home. How about you?
Oh, KF8, GFD, Golf Sierra Delta. Oh, I forgot your name already, but I've talked with you before. It's Cujo.
Oh, yes, no worries. Pleasure to meet you. I hear your call sign out and about a lot, too. Sometimes I'm just listening and monitoring. Sometimes I'm just quickly listening in while transitioning from activities and don't really have time to talk. But, yeah, I mean, get to go home. My name's Chris, and I'm from Royal Oak. I do have some vehicle repairs to do today. My brakes are pretty much done for, so as soon as I get home, I'll change, grab a snack, and then start working on them.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm headed off to Bay City from Cairo. Caro, C-A-R-O, I guess is what it is. And, then I'll be done for the day.
KFA, GSB, listening.
Oh, I probably lost you, Chris. I think I just jumped over to, Bay City Tower.
Hey, yeah, no worries, Cujo. Well, I guess I'll let you go back to, station monitoring. I'll be over here listening. Take care and have a good one, Cujo, 73.
All right. Have a good one, Chris. KKKJL.
KFA-HBW. Hey, Thomas, that was probably me. You heard here in Nova. I popped in right before Chris did.
Oh, DTW. Well, it's up. Yeah, I guess I'm probably getting through some goofy areas around here. Trying to figure out where I'm at. I know I'm somewhere close to Bay City. If I'm not in it, 5.1 miles away from my destination.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was just doing some code plug updates and testing around, making sure things are still looking good. So I appreciate hearing both you and Chris. And I haven't definitely talked to Chris about before as well. So I talked to him yesterday. I heard him mention his brake job he got to get done this evening. So we talked about that yesterday. But anyway, thanks for the response. I'll let you back to know what you're doing. Have a good year and have a good afternoon. See you at KHW.
Enjoy the day. And I'll chat to y'all soon. KHKJO.
KFA-HBW, listening in Nova.
KFA-FPS in mobile.
And so am I, KHKJO.
KHKJO, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm on my way back from Bay City, but I'm taking the M46 route today.
Oh, absolutely. I've taken that route. It's, we had a farm that was up in near that Huckleberry Railroad, and we used to go that way on the way home sometimes. I don't know. It's just it's a good cruise from way up there.
I didn't feel like dealing with construction and idiots on 75 and 69, so I figured I'd just take 46 and Sandusky and come down that way.
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. I did get my base radio, I got it programmed to this frequency. Finally, we got it figured out with a little bit of help from Cliff at the last ARPSB meeting. So I was tickled to get that happening.
Gotcha. What do you got for a base radio? You got an MD9600 or you got the Anytone?
For VHF and UHF, and I've got the Anytone 578 UV3 Plus Pro or, I don't know, something like that. And for HF, I've got a ICOM 7300.
Well, for HF with the icon, do you get like a earthworm stretch across a couple trees?
No, I've got a quad band fan dipole from a tree in the front yard on one end and on the back of the garage. You know, got a mast on the back of the garage holding up the other end. And then I'm still using my shovel handle J-pole. I did put it up, you know, at 26 feet off the ground now, but I've got that Comet 333. I got to get that mounted. It seems every time I go to plan to do it, something comes up I got to do. Either a project comes up or a client calls for a console or something. So maybe I can get that up next week.
Yeah, I still want to get my Yagi that's up at the attic. I want to get that flipped around from vertical to horizontal, see if I get a better, there is a Santa Claus in the middle of the weeds out here. That's crazy. Oh, anyway, squirreled out. But I want to get my Yagi and I want to get it flipped to a horizontal polarization and see how it performs on a Simplex.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I like, I have a vertical, quad band vertical. It's 10, 15, 20, and 40. It's a Hustler, 529 or something like that. I'd like to get that up. Right now it's sitting in the carport waiting to be put up. But it's one of those deals, you know, you come across these things and then you don't get a chance to put them up.
Well, I was just up there. I mean, I had a chance, and after I got my cable, you know, got the cable, I put it up in the, you know, I strapped it to a copper pipe, and then just taped it all on my on the support beam in the attic. But I did, like I said, a vertical on it. And I can make it down, you know, on 2 meter, but I can't talk to Tim on Simplex 2 meter with it. So I figured if I flip it to a horizontal plane that I might get a little bit more horizontal coverage than what I have. But I can hit the double mint goal and I can, you know, on UHF it's just fine. It's just I want that Simplex VHF in there as well.
Yeah, roger that. And it's hard to put a rotor on an antenna that's in the attic. At least no attic I ever been in, any house I ever had. In fact, I'm having trouble right now trying to get up in the crawl space in the my house is a bungalow, so the second floor rooms have kind of sloped walls with a short flat ceiling, and where I'm going to mount this on the gable end, where I'm going to mount this Comet, I couldn't get up in there to add it, just, you know, measure where the structural lumber is, so I'm going to have to add some lumber on the outside and just paint it same color as the house. You know, to kind of disguise it a little bit. In fact, I might paint the boards before I even cut them to get them in there. Right, yeah, because I definitely want it to have some kind of wind resistance, you know, something to resist the wind. But, yeah, that's my next project.
Well, I have a two-story, you know, farmhouse. The attic I can stand up in the center, but then, you know, of course it's got the, you know, 10-12 pitch on there. And so it's right up, I mean, if I pull down the attic door and bring the stairs down, you walk up, if you walk right into the antenna, which I've done on more than one occasion.
Well, if you've got the space, yeah, definitely put it horizontal. It'll give you a little better coverage on the side lobes, you know, for Simplex. All of a sudden destinated. So I'm going to have to say 73. Thanks for the cue, so I definitely appreciate it. This is KF8FTS. We'll be clear. I'll wait for your final.
All right, Dave. Glad you made it to your destination. I got 65 miles and 1.05 hours to get there. So still hustling. All right, have a great night. 73. Chat soon. KCKGO.
So, Tom, did you make it to Carol? This is KAAUHG.
100%. Took care of that, but took care of much. So, got that taken care of, and then I went up to, where'd I go? Bay City. Went to downtown Bay City and took care of something there. Said, nope, your phone lines are dead. Got to call your provider. Not my problem. Once you get your phone lines back up, everything will work. Blah, blah, blah. You know, so that's done. So now I'm just heading home. I'm going to go through Sandusky and come down that way. Scenic drive.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, if you go to Yale then, if you're coming down from Sandusky. And so did you try to get the 442.55 repeater or the 443.55 repeater?
No, I missed it. I was trying to figure, you know, I had to eat. So I was eating, and then I had to make a phone call and talk to a sales rep. And by that time, they're like, hey, we got this other one you got to get for a certain time. I'm like, all right. So I got kind of had to move my derriere.
Okay, yeah, just curious. But good, yeah, and if you get that an AM 660 radio station, I'll listen to that. That's true. Yeah, they got syndicated stuff on, I think, now. But yeah, get up that way if you wanted to listen to their SWAT shot show. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, if I had more time, yeah, definitely. But sometimes they don't give me stuff to say, hey, can you handle this? I'm like, yeah, sure. They're like, okay, well, you got to be there at a certain time because they're leaving. This one's, a dumpster fire. I'm like, okay. So, I mean, that's basically what my job is right now, is putting out dumpster fires.
Okay. At least you had decent weather for it. Well, anyway, I get back to a customer here, so I'm going to 873. Nice to talk to you. Drive safe. KAUHC.
All right, JDVC. I'll chat soon. KCKG.
WAB. What's up? KFNS.
Not much. We've got slot 2 on 3100. I'm waiting in the lab for a while.
I don't understand that. Slot 2 at 3100?
Slot 2. On the repeater, I got a slot 2 on 3100. I put it on there statically to let it exercise a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me last night. I put the Monday net, the tech net. that should have gave it some testing.
Yeah, well, I picked the power up a little bit on it. I've been screwed around with, I got tired of doing this 44 net back and forth, wire guard, everything else like that. It was just constant errors. And so finally, I just went with zero tier. That's a lot nicer.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with zero tier, but I use something similar called tail scale.
Almost identical. The problem with tail scale is that I didn't have enough room in the router to fit it. So, and then, of course, AI told me that there's not enough room there unless I wanted to take off the native operating system and just put open WRT, and I didn't want to do that. So, and then I said, well, what's my other choice? And then he comes back and says, this is what I hate about AI. You always got to ask it. And then it came back and it said, well, then just use zero tier. So I did. And it said, I think last night it was only putting out like 20 watts or something.
This is KE8EWP running a test.
And I feel like you're testing.
KF8SW8EAP.
KF8HBW mobile and listening.